Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mostly sunny today, with pleasant temperatures in cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies, making it a nice day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, over 750 U.S. servicemen have been wounded in the Iran war, according to Pentagon numbers reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also, the United Kingdom has threatened sanctions after Israel opened bids for E1 settler homes, reported by Forward this morning. Also this hour, Russia struck a shopping center in Kryvyi Rih, Ukraine, killing 15 people. This was reported by Ynet earlier today. Separately, Iran's shadow war with Jewish targets is becoming more visible, as detailed by JNS in earlier reporting. And finally, a fire at a migrant detention center in Mexico's Ciudad Juarez has claimed the lives of at least 39 people. Reuters reported this incident earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a prominent commentator, posted just minutes ago about a past horrific massacre by the Assad regime in Syria, highlighting the double standards of those who now claim to care about Palestinian children. From earlier today, Memory shared a statement by Iran-based Australian Islamic scholar Sayyid Abdullah al-Musawi. He claimed Zionists provoked Hitler to drive Jews out of Europe and called Israel the world's most corrupt country. Ziad Asali, a medical doctor, posted earlier that Israel is hampering the Palestinian economy. He argues that Israel needs a developed Palestine next door for its own benefit. Let's go deeper into today's stories, starting with the U.S.-Iran conflict. The Pentagon reports that 18 U.S. soldiers have been killed and 756 wounded in the ongoing war with Iran. This comes despite ceasefire efforts, as mentioned by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. The rising toll underscores the fragility of diplomatic negotiations and the potential for further escalation. Turning to developments in Israel, the UK has threatened to sanction Israelis involved in West Bank settlement expansion. This follows Israel's opening of bids for E1 settler homes, according to Forward. The move has sparked international concern about the prospects for peace in the region. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, a Russian missile strike on a shopping center in Kryvyi Rih has resulted in 15 deaths and over 130 injuries. Ynet reports that dozens of children are among the wounded. This attack intensifies the humanitarian crisis as Ukraine continues to grapple with relentless assaults. In a related development, JNS reports that Iran's Quds force is openly targeting Jewish entities. The increasing visibility of these operations marks a shift in Iran's tactics, posing significant security challenges for Israel and its allies. On the economic front, first, Akamai's senior director Maxim Zavodchik discussed the importance of proactive threat research at the CTEC Security Conference. He emphasized the need for researchers to identify complex problems before they become widespread. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that the surge in artificial intelligence investments is transitioning into private credit. This shift could lead to broader financial impacts as companies seek new funding sources. And finally, from Globes, Castro is teaming up with Renoir to operate the Anta-Israel franchise. The collaboration will see Castro holding a majority stake, with Israel Chen appointed as CEO. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.